Well, there was a large crowd at the funeral of the real IRA murder victim, Kieran Doherty, who was buried from Derry's Long Tower Chapel. Now, the tricolour draped coffin was brought from his home at Cosshowen Park to the chapel, followed by a sizable crowd, including Sinn Féin MLAs, Martin Anderson, Rin McCartney, Sinn Féin councillors and SDLP councillors. At the chapel, the officiating priest, Father Ronald Cahoon, said that Mr. Doherty, at 31 years old, had a lot to offer society. He then addressed those who killed Mr. Doherty, and he said that they had brought sadness and distress to Kieran's family. He said their decisions had changed the lives of many families directly. He then asked, did they have to take his life? Continuing to address the killers, he said that society had a lot of soul searching to do this week. And then he asked those who killed them, were they married? Did they have children? And said, could they not have thought of that before they took Kieran's life and deprived his family? Farquharson concluded by saying that hope, praying that God would soften hearts and make this death a turning point for the whole community. Following the Mass, Mr. Doherty's body was taken to Derry City Cemetery for burial. Meanwhile, the Derry Trades Council have announced a rally tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Guildhall Square to protest against what they've described as the barbarity of Mr. Doherty's death.